What's cooking on 95BFM? Thanks to audioculture.co.nz, the noisy library of New Zealand music. Te pātaka korihi o ngā pōro o Aotearoa.
Thank you. Thank you and welcome to the Audio Culture edition of What's Cooking with our very special guest, Andrew from Power Tool Records.
Yeah, g'day.
How are you?
Good, mate.
Can you just give us that hot take on the traffic that you had before?
It's shit.
Where'd you come from?
Don't go anywhere. Yeah. I came from New Lynn.
Okay.
We're lucky because we're going against the traffic, so
right.
I can see the other side of the motorway looking really bad, but we were coming into town, so it wasn't so bad.
And New Lynn is where we're all headed on Sunday. Is that the plan?
New Lynn is where it's all happening. Yep.
Right on.
It is going to be the centre of the universe on Sunday.
Yeah.
The place to be is New Lynn.
You've been doing the hard yards out there for 20 years, Power Tool Records. Putting out music, and you've set up a shop and a venue.
Yeah, I guess Power Tool Records is a lot more than just a label. It's a whole bunch of other things. It's like an umbrella for a whole bunch of other activity. Mm-hmm. And, a record shop, a venue as well. And we do things like tours and that sort of stuff. So there's lots and lots of things under the one moniker of Power Tool Records, I guess, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And at the New Lynn,
we've got a beautiful big poster in the studio now, so we've got a fantastic reference.
There's actually a record fair happening from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m.
That's right. So so if you're into records like vinyl, mm-hmm. come early at 10 o'clock, and that part of the whole event is free.
Mm-hmm.
So between 10 and 1, there'll be a whole bunch of record vendors there selling their wares. So yeah, come along and check that out.
How did you go about curating this lineup? There's 38 acts.
Okay, so there's a bunch of Power Tool bands in there.
Yep.
So I went. That was my go-to starting point.
Right on.
But we run UFO as well, so there's a lot of these bands play UFO quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
So definitely wanted to include a lot of those bands that play UFO.
Brilliant.
So yeah.
And you're pressing this to CD as well.
That's right.
You bought a couple of the early ones for us. Should we get amongst? Because I feel like we've probably got a few tracks to play. 38 acts.
Yeah, I decided. I guess this is something I always do. I used to do this thing called Kaleidoscope World Series, where I put together a CD.
Mm-hmm.
I thought at the last minute, let's do a CD for this as well.
Good on you.
So many tracks. It's actually a double CD. So
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Rad.
So we play something off it.
Yeah. Where should we start? I've got both CDs in different CD players. Here we have three CD players total at BFM. Just so if we don't want to.
Yeah, but we start with something like let's start with the Biscuits, track one on disc one.
Brilliant. We're here. Good. Can do. Let me just do this. Biscuits there. Everyone might remember the Biscuits from 95BFM playlist. I do believe Marry That Bus was up on the playlist for a bit. Very fun track.
Yeah, they're a cool band. Yeah. Really cool band. Definitely recommend.
Catch them down the line, aren't they? Are they?
No, they're definitely an Auckland band.
Oh, right, rad. Yep. Rad. Okay, great.
Two girls and a guy.
Yeah.
See them at the Power Tool Records Power Fest 20th anniversary party at the New Lynn Community Centre. Tell us about the venue itself.
You know, it's quite funny because I thought I really want to do a festival, and I want to make it in New Lynn as well, because that's where we're based. And I thought, well, let's do something. And my first initial idea was to just do it at multiple venues and actually just like the Other's Way. You know, when you wander from venue to venue, it's going to be a bit like that. And the more I thought about it, well, let's go and have a look at the New Lynn Community Centre. That was one of the places I wanted to look at. Mm. And looked at it, I thought, my God, this place is amazing. Mm-hmm. We can do it all here in one place. It's two massive halls, so a stage in each hall, the two big halls, and then there's another couple of rooms upstairs as well, which are a couple of small intimate stages as well. So
far out,
four stages, so a lot of fun. And the way I've kind of worked it is that you've got you've got two stages operating at once. So you've got one big stage, one little stage operating at once, and then they swap over, and the other two stages start.
Yeah.
So if you work it, you can actually see every single band.
Oh man!
If you work your timetable out right.
Right.
If that way inclined, that's the sort of thing I used to do at the Big Doubt. I'd literally run between the stages. And,
kicks off at 2 p.m. on the Sunday. What time do the bands start?
The bands start at 2 p.m.
Oh,
The first band's on at 2 p.m.
Oh, so the Record Fair is just its own sort of low key.
Yeah, so
thing.
what we've got is the Record Fair starting at 10 to 1, and I think I've actually pulled the Record Fair back to 1 o'clock because I don't want that big sort of crossover.
Yeah, fair enough.
But we've also got another thing happening there too, I think of Going Local, and that's put on by IMNZ, and that's where all the music industry come together.
Oh, yeah.
And this is an ideal thing for the likes of... if you're a budding musician, all the industry like APRA and New Zealand Air and Outward Sound and all the different industry come together, and they talk about what they do, and it's a good way to get educated, so to speak, and to see what they can do for you, so to speak. So I strongly recommend, if you're in a band or a budding musician and you want to learn about the music industry, that's happening as well.
Is that like a talk?
Yeah, well, you'll have a whole bunch of hosts up there, and they'll be talking about what they do, and then they'll be taking questions and things
that
as well.
Awesome.
And that's happening as well at 12 o'clock, from 12 to 1:30.
That sounds absolutely fantastic. Hey, should we get another? This feels like a good time to play another song.
Yeah, cool. Okay, so what I've done is, let's just try disc two this time, and let's try track one on disc two. This is a band called Video Nasty. It's a new band. I've actually got one of the Video Nasty guys up here.
Hey.
Say hi, Tommy.
Hi.
Let the record show. Tommy said hi.
So yeah, Tommy's the bass player, and he's in Video Nasty, so I thought we'd better play one of their tracks.
All right, no eye contact when we're playing this song.
Thank you.
Video Nasty right there playing Power Fest this Sunday. Is there have you released the timetable yet? Is that something you maybe do this week, eh?
No, it's definitely online now. Oh, yeah, so right. Yep. So if you go to the Power to Records Facebook page, it's on there. So
oh, good.
How long do bands get?
Okay, so every band's created equal at the Power Fest. So every band plays for half an hour. So 30-minute sets with 30-minute changeovers in between. But there won't be any changeovers for the punters because you can go see another stage.
Mm-hmm. Now, is it a dry venue, the Newland Community Centre?
It is a dry venue, but if you want a drink, you can because there's a bar right directly across the road.
Okay.
So Black Salt Bar is directly across the road. I've been meaning to go and talk to them about trying to get some drink specials, especially for Power Fest punters.
Okay. But also, hey, there might be a few people coming over to say hi and have a beer.
You're welcome. Yep.
Do you have food trucks or anything like that at the event, or are we supporting the local?
But you know, there's actually a whole bunch of food outlets right there.
Mm-hmm. Right on.
So you know, it's like if you're hungry, there's lots of food outlets right there.
Nice. Yeah.
So it's not one of these things you're going to be locked in either. You can come and go as you please, I guess.
Yeah, without a doubt. So you get like a wristband, so that it gives you a pass out to come and go. Yeah.
Awesome.
Nice.
It's hard to think of anything this gnarly happening out there to compete with this, really. It's kind of like a low-key little big day out. Like, that is a powerful lineup.
Yeah, it's like a big day out, but pretty much all local bands.
Yeah,
so,
that's cool.
Yeah.
Really cool.
Is there any particular band that you are looking forward to seeing, Andrew?
Oh, my God.
Jesus, John, you can't say that, mate. What's your favourite song?
I particularly like pretty much all those bands. I mean, I chose them, I suppose. Now, one band that is especially reformed for the show is a band called Mary. They were around, I guess, 20 years ago. They were quite big on BFM. They got lots of airplay on BFM at the time, and they've especially gotten back together again to play Powerfest, which is pretty exciting.
Brilliant.
I thought maybe we could play one of their tracks next.
Absolutely. Yeah. The CDs are loaded. Which one are we?
Okay, so it's disc one and it's track five.
Track five.
And the song's called Ophelia.
Now these two discs will be available from. You guys as a compilation, are you getting them pressed at Stebbings, you were saying?
That's right, they're getting pressed as we speak.
Good stuff. That's cool. Oh, will they be at the gig?
They will be at the gig.
Oh, good stuff, man. Cool. Okay, here we go.
Put her in the fall and save her now.
Jeez, bloody lovely song that. That was Mary.
Yeah.
Playing Powerfest. Very nice. And I did. We did want to say where to get tickets. You can go to Under the Radar. Follow your nose there.
That's right. Under the Radar. There's actually a couple of tiers there. So tickets are $50, which is pretty good value when you think these 30.
We're just like doing 30, the math. It's about $1 something a band.
$1.30 a band, I think it works out. But there is a second tier there. So, what I recommend is that you get together your mates. Pull your mates together, because there is a ticket price there. If you buy four
ticket bargain,
it's actually $10 cheaper, so it works out at $40. So that's a bargain. That's what I recommend.
It's all ages as well, so maybe mum and dad can take their kids to warp their mind.
The family pass.
Yeah, that's rad. Very cool.
Also, a great venue to go and check out. There's nothing more sort of exciting than going into a new space and seeing a bunch of live music. And like you say, four rooms. Always, always something on, crossing between stages, plenty of places to eat nearby and or get a drink.
Yep.
I feel like it's the kind of venue where you're probably like, oh, man, I've been here for something before, you know, like some kind of...
I've been in Newland for a long time and, I always knew that centre was there.
Yeah.
But I'd never actually been inside. So once I went and had a look, they've only just refurbished it.
Right.
And I thought, oh my God, this is a great facility. Yeah, I didn't even know it was there.
Yeah, it's funny, eh? Just knocking on a door from time to time.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Very cool. Very, 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 very cool. Power Tool Records doing very, very good things. Should we get into another track?
Sure. So let's just try just two again. Let's try track three, which is a band called The Ideas. And this song's called Jack the Ripper. These guys play UFO quite a bit. And they are just a two-piece, but my God, they are phenomenal live. Thoroughly recommend them. You should definitely, they will blow your head off. Oh my God.
Band one more time? Sorry.
They're called The Ideas.
The Ideas.
Of London late at night,
the Ripper.
With a little black bag.
That's The Ideas. We just got the skinny from Andrew that is actually an exclusive. That one hasn't been played before. That's called Jack the Ripper.
Yeah, pretty cool.
Good show.
Well into that one. Damn, put that on playlist.
Yeah.
Go on, John. Just
chuck it on there.
Check an email to music@95bfm.com, John.
What I'll do is I'll get one of those CDs up to you guys.
Oh, please. Yeah, absolutely. That'll solve it.
There's a lot of cool tracks on that.
We can put a whole bunch in the system so people can stumble over them in due time. Brilliant.
Now, there's a real broad mixture of bands at this 20th anniversary. I guess you've been around for 20 years.
Well, even longer than that, actually. But yeah, well, the label's been around for 20 years, yes.
Mm-hmm. What was year one like?
A lot of fun.
Yeah, right.
I mean, basically, just started off, I just wanted to start a... I had a band and I wanted to release our music, and I thought, well, it'll start for my band. Mm-hmm. And then I done a compilation called Here Come the Bullet Holes, which involved lots of different bands. Mm-hmm. And I thought, my God, I can probably do that. I can probably expand this label and actually do other bands besides my own band. Mm-hmm. Of course, my band broke up and the label carried on.
Sweet. Yeah, that's a good result, really.
You're saying you've done a bunch of like nationwide tours in New Zealand.
Yep.
Do you have a favourite tour that you've put together and done and been a part of?
Totally. I mean, I've done lots of tours, but one that really springs to mind is I brought a New York band out here called King Missile. I don't know if you know those guys. They had a big hit in the late 90s called Detachable Penis.
Got played the other day.
Oh, fucking A,
So I brought those guys out. And
song's so good.
And it was a fun tour, really fun tour. Yeah.
Oh, that would be fun. Those guys would be crazy.
How many dates did you do with them?
I think I'd done about maybe 12 dates or something like that, yeah.
Wow, in New Zealand?
So good.
Yeah, all the little towns.
Yeah, so, great. You know, that's so good.
Just they had no idea where they were going. They're like, okay, we're jumping the van. We're going to go to this place now. We're going to Masterton now. Like, okay.
Yeah. Masterton. Beautiful town. Beautiful town. Where did you play in Masterton?
Oh, my God. Where did we play? I can't remember where we played. Did you see? Some little pub somewhere.
It happened.
Like the pub on the square in the middle of town. You've been at Masterton, you know.
Are you talking to me?
Yeah.
Fucking tell me. I need to do my research on Masterton before I really talk about Masterton.
But there's lots of really cool little towns. I mean, what I loved about touring was going off and you see the same faces coming to the gig, so you get to know the audience as well at different towns. And
Jesus, we're a cute little country,
wonderful.
Aren't we?
Touring's good fun, yeah.
Yeah.
Cute little bloody New Zealanders. Let's have another song, I reckon.
Okay, so what I reckon we should choose next is back to disc one again. Let's put track 7 on. Mm-hmm. Now, this is a band called Vaughan. So Vaughan is from Wellington, and he's been around for a long time. And this particular track is actually a cover. It's actually an old Skeptics song, and the song's called AFCO.
Oh, God damn, this song is brutal.
This is nothing like the original, so prepared. It's completely different.
Oh, man, the video to the original is
love that. Yeah,
so
yeah.
Gnarly. All right, let's go, Vaughan.
That's AFCO, we pack meat. We pet meat. We pet meat. We pet meat. We pet meat.
Vaughn right there with a gnarly rendition of AFCO. Now we have a Powerfest question.
Sure.
Are babies welcome at Powerfest and are they free? Are you in New Zealand?
Of course.
Basically?
Of course. Yep. I reckon, I think we've even expanded before. If you're under, like, I don't know, six.
Yeah.
maybe.
You
maybe
should have, like, a height thing or something.
A height thing, that's it. Yeah, height thing.
Right, you're under, right for free.
Maybe Cole might be able to pass.
Okay, so that's it. That's a yes. There you go. Yep. Okay, we're going to hit these ads and then the news, and we'll come back with some more Powerfest.
The Walters Prize 2021 exhibition is on now at Auckland Art Gallery Toi o Tāmaki. Featuring the work of nominated artists Fiona Amundsen, Sonia Lacey, Mata Aho Collective and Sriwana Spong, the Walters Prize is Aotearoa New Zealand's contemporary art prize. Discover some of the most promising art of our time. The Walters Prize 2021, on now at Auckland Art Gallery Toi o Tāmaki. Entry is free. Find out more at aucklandartgallery.com.
Hey mate, have you heard that Galbraiths have put a wild new twist on their cask beers?
Whoa, you don't mean.
Yeah, things are about to change.
Take me to this brave new world.
Galbraiths are refreshing their classic range of cask-conditioned, hand-pulled ales for a whole new world of English brews, including Mr. G's.
Beat all comers in a 2009 British beer comp and still running just as strong.
Galbraiths cask-conditioned hand-pulled ales. 2 Mount Eden Road, open 7 days.
My name is Chris, and I'm here to say I'm looking for a flatmate in a limb that's grey. You gotta be cool, and you gotta be tough. You gotta be a vegan, and no pets or smokers.
Room in Freeman's Bay Cottage. Me, urban sophisticate, wine expert, French cinema aficionado. You, educated, tidy, silent.
Room in flat, Mount Eden. Text Dave.
Whoever or wherever you're after, the 95BFM Accommodation Guide is here for you. Email your listing to accommodationguide@95bfm.com. The 95BFM Accommodation Guide, every Thursday on drive and online at 95bfm.com.
BFM News.
Ahi ahi Māori, good evening. Ko Jessica Hopkins, tōko ingoa, ko te ono, karaka. It's 6 o'clock. The New Zealand medicines regulator, MedSafe, is considering whether the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine is safe for 12 to 15-year-olds. The United States medicine regulator, the FDA, authorised the Pfizer vaccine for this age group last month. Pfizer has sent through its data to MedSafe, which is being reviewed. Currently, MedSafe has only approved the vaccine for use in people 16 years and older. Farmers in Canterbury are undergoing massive road cleanups after significant damage from flooding. High Country Farms have been completely cut off as their only access road has been blocked. Sheep and beef owner Anna Hutchinson, who has been helping clean up, says the situation is becoming better as everyone is helping out, clearing tracks and culverts. The Rural Advisory Group and Federated Farmers are currently surveying the area to assess what help is still needed.
Hey Jess.
Yeah.
Did you say sheep and beef owner?
Sheep and beef owner. I believe that might be her company.
Right. Yeah. It's kind of like, it's awesome how cows are called beef.
She owns all the sheep and all the beef.
It's just like being real honest about it, you know?
Yeah. All right. US President Biden will suspend Trump's oil and gas leases with Alaska's Arctic National Wildlife Refuge after a pending environmental review. This would reverse the former president's move to sell oil leases to expand fossil fuels and mineral development. This plan would cover over 19 million acres in the Arctic. This reversal has been backed by the Arctic tribal leaders, but is opposed by the Republican Party. And Samoa's Court of Appeal has voided a legal challenge by the Human Rights Protection Party's woman's candidate, who says she was wrongly removed as an MP. The HRPP candidate was appointed as the sixth woman's MP by the Electoral Commissioner, but her appointment was rescinded in a decision by the Supreme Court. This decision may pave the way for the FAST party's candidate, allowing the party to assume control of the Samoan government. the court ruled that 6 female MPs is the correct number under the Samoan system of reserving parliamentary seats for women. And that's the news.
A 95 BFM weather update.
Ane nā tohu huarere mō tēnei rā. Your weather forecast for Rapa, Wednesday the 2nd of June. Cloudy periods with a few light showers, southwesterly breezes, a high of 18 and an overnight low of 11. Outlook for the rest of the week, Rapere Thursday is mostly cloudy and cooler with a few scattered showers, light westerly to southwest winds. Ramere Friday, mostly fine and cooler with increasing sunny periods, light north to northeast winds, and that's your weather.
That was a 95 BFM weather update. Thanks to climate change.
It's the 95 BFM Surf Report. Thanks to Pro Gear, professional photographics.
Ane nā, ahuatanga, o Tangaroa, mo te apopo. Your surf report for tomorrow. Kiti tai rāwhiti on the east coast. Flat with light, variable to offshore winds. Low tide at 7:40, high tide at 1:50. Your score is 1 out of 10. For the rest of the week, flat through to the late week, swell on the build through the long weekend. Kiti tai Hoaudu on the west coast. 2 to 4 feet southwest swell with gentle west southwest onshore winds. Low tide is at 10:15, high tide at 4:30. West coast score is 3 out of 10 with further east swell Friday with light variable winds. Building swell through to the long weekend with mostly offshore winds. And that was your news, weather and surf. Thanks Jade for writing the news today. Called Jessica Hopkins, Toko Ingoa. The time is now 6:06.
Kia ora Jessica and Jade, thanks so much. Always a pleasure.
That was the 95 BFM Surf Report. Thanks to Pro Gear, professional photographics.
All right, where were we?
Andrew from Power Tool Records is in the studio. We're doing What's Cooking, where he guest selects a bunch of music. Because he's got a festival on this weekend on Sunday.
That's like a test, then you're passing the
test. At the Newland Community Centre. There's a record fair earlier in the day, which is free to go to. You just obviously take some pocket money to spend on records, 10 a.m. till about 1.
Yep.
And then followed by nearly 40 bands playing at the Newland Community Centre, where you can...
Which is free if you're a baby.
But otherwise,
you're like, you're freaking out, there's gonna be a million babies there.
Under 3 feet.
It is all ages, but it's, yeah, it's only 50 smokes a ticket, man. That's a bloody deal. And we're trying our best to sort of represent the bands that are playing.
Would you say most of these are West Auckland bands?
No, I mean, there's a bunch of West Auckland bands there, without a doubt. These are very, very healthy, I guess, punk rock scene out west, which is really good. So yeah, there's a lot of punk rock bands.
Is there a small studio out west that people sort of gravitate towards? Where do people record most of their music?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Home recordings?
A lot of my home recordings, yeah.
Mm.
Yep.
Okay.
Rock and roll. I just recognised Ratso up there on the top right of
Ratso,
the bill.
Ratso, yeah, Catch Ratso, they're really fun.
Bloody good. Fantastic. Hey, let's get another tune under us.
Okay, let's go back to disc 2 again.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to put on the last track 18. This is actually my band.
Okay.
I better play my band, otherwise they will never forgive
me. It's so
me.
Your band, you're putting it like last on the CD too as well.
We're on last. We're actually not competing against any other band. We're on last at 11 o'clock.
Well, then you can just focus on everything and right at the end just
go
together,
go nuts. I mean, yeah, this band, they're called Art Wank, and they're pretty out there, so to speak. So expect a lot of destruction. this song is actually a cover. It's a Velvet Underground song called "We're Gonna Have a Good Time Together," which is about what the festival's about: having a good time together.
Capai.
We'll be right back. Squeak!
Artwink,
closing out. That squeak was me.
Closing out Powerfest.
Yeah, they'll be closing Powerfest, and it's probably the most appropriate place for them to play, actually.
Now, normally at this stage, we would go through and read out all the bands playing the certain gig, but you've absolutely smashed it out with 38 acts. I implore everyone to go to Under the Radar and have a look, or Power Tool Records Facebook page, or the Powerfest page on Facebook, and educate yourself as best you can. Get that $50 together and head out there on Sunday to the New England Community
Center. Gather your friends together and get the bulk deal. Save some money.
Shit, yeah, man. Well done. Really good effort.
So thank you.
Should be really proud about of the stuff.
I'm very excited. I'm really buzzing about it, actually. Yeah, it's good fun.
Awesome.
It's a great way to make the most of a long weekend and sleep in on Monday, because fingers crossed you don't have to go to work.
That's right. Yeah. That's why it's on a Sunday. Yep.
What should we go out on?
Okay. Back on disc one again. How about track number 14, which is the X Features? Now, the X Features is an old punk band from been around for a long time, featuring Jed Town. Jed Town was also in Fetus Productions, and I'm a big fan of Jed and all the stuff he's done over the years. So this song, it's called Stage, and it's an exclusive track again because it's got his vocals on it, and originally on the original album it didn't have his vocals at all, so this is an exclusive for Powerfest.
Well, Andrew, Power Tool Records, pleasure to meet you, and have a bloody blast up there at Powerfest. Might see you kicking around.
Yeah, thanks, man. Cheers. Come along. Right. Yeah.
And somebody get that text.
What's cooking on 95BFM? Thanks to audioculture.co.nz, the noisy library of New Zealand music. Te pātaka korihi o ngā pōro o Aotearoa.